This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The first all-party delegation out of the seven set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart today for four countries. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. We have a report.
After a befitting reply to Pakistan aggression with the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor launched in the wake of dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, India will kick-start its diplomatic outreach to further expose Pakistan, which has been promoting terrorism as its state policy. Out of the seven multi-party delegation formed to reach out to the International Committee on Pakistan, nefarious design and India's successful anti-terror operation, first will embark for a four-nation tour of UAE and West African countries. Another six delegation will also begin their tour in the coming days. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries till 5th of next month to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also paid homage to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. The day marks the 34th death anniversary of Rajiv Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to German Chancellor Friedrich Merz yesterday and exchanged views on regional and global developments, asserting the two countries stand united in the fight against terrorism. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that during the telephone conversation, the two leaders reiterated their shared commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expressed his gratitude for Denmark's solidarity in the fight against terrorism and for the warm reception he received upon his arrival in the Nordic country yesterday. He was received by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and key discussions focused on advancing the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership. This underscored both nations' commitment to deepening bilateral cooperation and addressing global challenges. The beating retreat ceremony at the Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost will be opened to the general public starting this evening. The ceremony resumed yesterday, but it was for the media only. Beating retreat ceremony at two other border posts, Sainiwala in Ferozpur and Sadki in Fazilka, will also open for public from today. The ceremonial parade was stopped on May 8th in view of the India's Operation Sindoor. However, after the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd, changes have been made in this drill as per necessary security measures. The Delhi Cabinet has approved a subsidy of 30,000 rupees for installing 3 kilowatt rooftop solar panels. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday. She said that this decision, supplementing the central government 78,000 rupees subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana. Mrs. Gupta informed that the government has also launched a dust control plan to combat air pollution. Madhya Pradesh government has approved a proposal for a law to develop Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Jabalpur and Gwalior as metropolitan areas to speed up their development. The proposal for the Madhya Pradesh Metropolitan Area Planning and Development Act 2025 was approved in the cabinet meeting held at the historic Rajwada Palace in Indore. The cabinet decided to form metropolitan authorities for planned development around the five major cities of the state. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense shield for the United States. He has also named U.S. Space Force General Michael Gutlin to head the ambitious program aimed at blocking threats from China and Russia. Addressing a press conference at White House last night, Trump said Golden Dome will protect the U.S. from long-range missiles, including those launched from space or other continents, and will integrate with current defense systems. In shooting, Adrian Karmakar opened India's medal account with a silver in 50-meter rifle prone event at the ISSF Junior World Cup in Seoul, Germany yesterday. The 20-year-old shot a score of 626.7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.